This is a really exciting development. Hargreaves Lansdown has started offering crypto exchange-traded notes, or ETNs, to UK retail investors after the Financial Conduct Authority lifted its ban on retail crypto ETPs in October.
It's one of the year's most important shifts for UK retail investing, because a major mainstream brokerage is now offering regulated crypto-linked exposure on the same platform investors already use for shares, funds, and other assets.
And I want to be clear, this doesn't mean crypto is suddenly being treated like a low-risk savings product.
Exactly. It's more that the line between traditional investing platforms and digital asset exposure is becoming less distinct.
For many UK investors, the practical change is simple and quite appealing. They can now gain exposure to crypto-linked products through a familiar brokerage interface instead of needing a separate exchange account, wallet, or specialist crypto platform.
That matters because Hargreaves Lansdown is one of the UK's largest retail investment platforms, so its decision carries real weight given its size and customer base.
Right, and since many investors already use the platform for mainstream assets, adding crypto ETNs reduces the friction of getting into the sector.
It also suggests the platform sees enough demand for these products to be commercially viable.
So, what are we actually looking at? A crypto ETN is an exchange-traded note issued by a financial institution that aims to track the performance of an underlying crypto asset or basket of assets, such as Bitcoin, Ethereum, or a broader digital asset index.
And it trades on an exchange like a stock, so it can be bought and sold during normal market hours.
The main advantages for retail investors are convenience and accessibility, which is a big deal for everyday investors.
Customers do not need to manage private keys, wallets, or seed phrases.
They can trade the product through a familiar investment platform, track it alongside other listed investments, and use a more traditional brokerage experience.
That makes crypto-linked exposure easier to integrate into a broader portfolio.
But here's the important part. An ETN is not the same as owning crypto directly.
When an investor buys a crypto ETN, they are usually holding a claim on the issuer, not the underlying token.
That creates a different risk profile, and it's worth pausing on that.
The investor is exposed not only to crypto market volatility, but also to the creditworthiness and operational integrity of the issuing financial institution.
Key risks include issuer risk, tracking risk, structure risk, liquidity risk, and market volatility.
If the issuer fails or cannot honor the note, investors may not recover the full value of the product.
The ETN may also not perfectly replicate the underlying asset, and bid-ask spreads or liquidity conditions can affect execution.
And the underlying crypto asset remains highly volatile, so price movements can still be sharp in both directions.
Because of those differences, the product may suit some investors better than others.
A retail investor who values convenience, exchange trading hours, and a familiar brokerage experience may find an ETN practical.
On the other hand, a long-term saver who wants the simplest possible direct exposure to crypto may prefer self-custody or another product structure.
The broader significance of Hargreaves Lansdown's move is normalization.
Crypto has long existed at the edge of mainstream investing, often separated from the platforms people use for everyday portfolio management.
By making crypto ETNs available through a major UK retail platform, the sector is moving closer to being treated as another asset class that investors can evaluate, allocate, and manage within a broader strategy.
But it would be a mistake to say crypto has been de-risked.
It remains one of the more volatile parts of global finance, and the regulatory environment is still evolving.
What has changed is access.
The removal of the retail ban on crypto ETPs has made a regulated route to crypto exposure more realistic for UK investors, and Hargreaves Lansdown's response shows that demand is strong enough for a major platform to act.
So So the key takeaway is that crypto ETNs are a new option, not a default recommendation.
Investors should carefully consider what the product tracks, who the issuer is, and how the ETN differs from holding crypto directly.
Convenience makes access easier, but it does not remove risk.
For UK investors, the opportunity is real, but caution is still essential.